This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. Good evening, good afternoon, or good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I do know why. Welcome to the 10th and final episode of Walkie Talkie. This show has taught me a lot about myself and a lot about hiking. I think in the last few months that I've been doing this show, I've averaged over 8 miles of walking a day, and it's really taught me how important hiking really is. Getting out into nature is just something that is unbeatable and unfound in day-to-day life unless you go out and do it yourself. Especially living in the Bay Area where this show is brought to life from, there's so much city life and so much going around back and forth to different places, but you're never really going anywhere that's wildly different from somewhere else in the city. Yeah, there are great things to see in the city, but honestly, being mostly a city person my entire life, my best views have been in the mountains for sure. In the mountains, on the beaches, and out in nature doing hikes and things like that. Nature removes the restrictions that the cities have, and I think that's why I admire it so much, and I think that's why it's such a great place to clear your head. So for this final episode, I wanted to do something special, and what I have for you today, I believe, is going to be the most special episode we've had, because it is going to be the Hike Awards. This is going to be an episode where we go over the last 9 episodes that we've recorded so far and all the locations in them, and give out awards to some of the best aspects of those hikes. I think that'll make a little bit more sense if I just go ahead and jump into the first award, so let's go ahead and hop right into it. The first award is going to be the Short But Sweet Award. This award is given to the hike that is, though may not be very long, has the most amount to offer in that short period. A lot of these awards were incredibly close. Like, it was between 3 or 4 different choices all going up for first on the award because I couldn't decide. But this award was the only one that was pretty easy to choose. And that's because this award is going to go to Point Bonita. Point Bonita is pretty difficult to beat because it has almost too much to offer for you to see in the short amount of space that it's in. It has lighthouses, beautiful views of the sunset. It's the farthest out point west of the Golden Gate Bridge, and it gives you a view that you can only see if you were in a boat or at Point Bonita, which makes it extremely hard to beat in this category. On top of that, a bunch of old ruins. It's got a paved trail, an unpaved trail. It's got just too much to see. It's pretty unbelievable. Another great thing about Point Bonita is it has great access and great parking. There's plenty of space and it's very easy to get to and get out of. The road there is a very fun drive. It is a one lane at a few points, and you do have to go through the Bunker Road Tunnel, which I know is kind of scary for some people. It's a little tight, but I think it's pretty awesome. And if you have a little sports car, this is a perfect hike to go on because you're not going to dirty your feet up too much. You've got a paved road, you've got plenty of parking, and it's an awesome drive all the way there, which makes this hike the greatest short but sweet hike that I have been on in this semester. The next award is going to be pretty opposite of the first one. It's going to be the Take Your Time Award. This award is going to be given to the hike that has the most to offer overall and would spend the most amount of time at, a hike that you're going to want to come back to on multiple occasions because you can't see all of it in one day. This category was a lot closer. We have the hills of Berkeley, which were extremely massive and overstretching and has an unbelievable view of the bay. You had Lake Tahoe, which is a massive tourist attraction and has ridiculous trails and views of a hike, views of a lake that is pretty much second to none in the area. But there's one that stands out very slightly above all the others, and that is why the Take Your Time Award is going to go to Point Reyes National Seashore. Point Reyes is a lot closer than Lake Tahoe, with only being a 45-hour drive from San Rafael. And yet, I've seen more of Lake Tahoe than I have of Point Reyes. And I've been to Point Reyes far more times than I have Lake Tahoe. Point Reyes has an almost uncountable number amount of trails. There's so many to go on, and they're all unique and they're all different from each other. That's why it stands out so much more than the others, really, is because you have mesas, you have forests, you have overstretching beaches, coves, cliffs. It even has Alamiri Falls, one of the only two waterfalls to fall into an ocean on the northwestern coast. Like I said, it is so large that I have yet to see it all, and I go there fairly often. And that's why the Take Your Time Award had to go to Point Reyes. The next award is going to be the Hardest Hike Award. This award is going to go to the hike that brought the most difficulty when trying to go and review it for you guys. There's a few great long hikes in the Bay Area. You have Mount Tam, you have a lot of good ones in Point Reyes, and you even have some of the Hills of Berkeley trails do get pretty large. But all of these hikes, because they're in the Bay Area, are very close to sea level, whereas the winner of this award, of the Hardest Possible Hike Award, goes to Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is not close to sea level, not slightly close to sea level, and the difference in altitude makes it a much more difficult hike than any of the ones we have here in the Bay Area. You have to take a gondola to the top even to start the hike, which should give you a little bit of a telling tale of how difficult that hike actually was to go ahead and review for you guys. The next award might be a little bit more obvious. It is the beginner-friendly award. This hike is going to go to the hike that is best suited for starters or people who aren't that experienced in hiking or going out into the wilderness and, you know, hiking in general. There was a few great options for this one. We had China Camp. China Camp was very much up there. You had Point Bonita, obviously, was up there as well. But the reason I didn't pick Point Bonita is because it is a little steep at some points, and I know some people have trouble with slopes, and that is not very beginner-friendly, so I had to go to Kent Lake. Kent Lake was one of the very first hikes that I reviewed, and I talk about it quite a lot in a lot of my other episodes simply because it is a great comparison point because it's such a great beginner-friendly hike. There is only one real slope that I can think of in Kent Lake, and it's to get out of the parking lot, and I don't think that's too bad. Other than that, perfectly flat and some of the best trail quality that I've seen in all of the episodes, really. I think every time I talked about trail quality, I would refer back to Kent Lake simply because it was the best one by far. Very well maintained, very peaceful. It's very difficult to mess this hike up, really. There's no slopes off the sides of the trails unless you go off into some of the smaller ones, which you don't have to see all of the things that you want to see at a lake like that. Like I said, Kent Lake getting the beginner-friendly award. It is the first hike that I would recommend to someone who is new and very, I wouldn't say easily. Point Bonita was a pretty tough choice, but it does pretty easily win the beginner-friendly award. The next award is going to be one of our last awards, but not the last one quite yet. It's going to be the Family Friendly Award. This award is going to go to the hike that you would want to bring kids to, and maybe even grandparents, and go for a little hike and hang out a little bit afterwards. And this was a pretty easy award to choose simply because of how close it is, the amount of things to do, and its potential. And it's going to go to China Camp, a state park. China Camp doesn't have the greatest trails, and I think I said that in my video. I know I said that in my video, but it does have the most family-oriented things that to offer. It has barbecues, you have kayaking, you have, like I said, the small trails, you have little beachheads, and it's really a place that you can spend the whole day at, grill some burgers or whatever you may want, eat and sit down by the picnic tables right on the water, and then go for a little walk afterwards. The beaches on the weekdays are essentially empty, so if you want to have your own little private beach, you can go ahead and head down there and just hang out with the family. Lake Tahoe was a pretty close second, but I know that some people can't do road trips with kids, and there aren't as many family-friendly things in Lake Tahoe that I don't think some people would want small children to be around, just because it is bordering with Nevada, so you do get some of that Las Vegas influence there. And also, like I said, it also won the Hardest Hike Award, so not the greatest trail to bring small children or grandparents on. So that is why China Camp is going to go ahead and run away with this award. This next award is one of my favorite awards living here in the Bay. We have a ton of city, as you all know, and at nighttime, it becomes a massive sea full of stars, and hikes can do a great job to amplify that and give you the best possible viewpoint, and this award is going to be the Best City View Award, the hike that you can see the stars from the best possible vantage point. This one was somewhat tough, but there is one place that I did review that I could not forget, and that is why this award is going to go to the Hills of Berkeley. The Hills of Berkeley are the highest point where you can see all of Oakland, San Francisco, Marin County, almost all the way down to San Jose, all at once. There isn't any point, I believe, that does this better. At least not that I've seen in my time living in the Bay. It is almost unbelievable how high up that those hills make you look and feel at night. Even just driving around up there, you get such a fascinating view, and it is just something that everyone who lives in the Bay Area at least has to go up there once just to see, you know, where you live. And moving on to our final award. This award is going to be pretty predictable. It is going to be the Best Overall Hike Award. This award is going to go to the hike that if someone asked me what the best one that I went on during this entire semester was, I would recommend this hike to them. It has to win in overall view, difficulty, trail quality, all of the above have to be the best of the best. This one was the toughest to choose, obviously. Like I said earlier, we have Point Reyes' variety. We have the view from the Hills of Berkeley. We have Point Bonita being such a unique location. China Camp, Kent Lake's trail quality, even Lake Tahoe. However, there was one that stood out to me the most. And I dissed it a little bit in my episode that I reviewed it. I did diss it a little bit more than some people would have expected, and now that I have gone there multiple times and have got to experience it more, I can understand why. This award is going to go to Mount Tam. Some people might not be surprised, and some people might be because of how much I dissed it in the episode, but Mount Tam is an unbeatable location. It has amazing trail quality. There are some that aren't as maintained as the others, but the ones that are spectacular, and the view from the top is incredible at any point of the time that you go up there. If you go in the early morning, it looks like you're floating above the clouds with the rolling in fog coming in below you. If you go at night, you could see some spectacular lights just stretching across the horizon. And if you go at sunset, you should just go at sunset, we'll say that. And that is why Mount Tam has won the Best Overall Hike Award. I've learned a lot making this podcast for you guys, and it's brought me to a lot of amazing places. I hope that in some way I've been able to encourage you to go out and check some of these places out, or go find your own. Hiking is an amazing thing, and it's great for your body and mind, and I will continue to encourage people to go outside as much as I possibly can. And that is going to wrap up the final episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope to see you all out on the trails. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California and is intended for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other podcasts created by students at radio.dominican.edu. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you all enjoyed it, learned something new about the trails that wind throughout the bay, and I hope to see you all out on the trails. Thank you.